I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's not the opening scene from the movie The Day After Tomorrow, you know, where a giant chunk of Antarctica suddenly slides into the ocean, triggering a global climate catastrophe. But the fact that the massive West Antarctic ice sheet is starting to collapse, that's sobering to say the very least. Two new studies out this week say the collapse may be slow, but it's unstoppable now and will contribute to rising sea levels. Robert Binshadler is a retired Antarctic field researcher with NASA. He says the studies on the West Antarctic ice sheet confirm what he and other scientists suspected for some time.
What we've been worried about is this eventual collapse. And we were always concerned, are we witnessing the opening chapter of this collapse? We didn't know how to recognize that, but these studies really are the best evidence we have that, in fact, we are witnessing right now the opening chapter of this collapse.
And what do these studies rely on? How do we know this ice sheet is collapsing?
The one study that talks about the continuing retreat of the grounded ice sheet and where the floating ice shelf begins, that relies entirely on satellite data, which are our best data sources for monitoring what the ice sheet is doing. The other study, which models how this collapse would evolve in the future, makes use of not just satellite data, but also field data that have been collected over the years that give us a better understanding of how the dynamics of this ice sheet work and how the ocean is driving this retreat.
One key part of that dynamic is this idea that this is a runaway train. This is unstoppable. Is that fair?
That's right. And that's, I think, the real alarm that these two papers highlight. There is likely no stopping of this phenomenon now. And it's because these glaciers, when they retreat, when they're a glacier that sits on a bed below sea level, so the ocean always has access to the edge of the ice sheet, it can pause and be quasi-stable if it's sitting on a high spot in the bed, if the edge of the ice sheet is kind of hanging on to a high spot in the bed, and then it will retreat rapidly to the next high spot in the bed upstream. Well, there are no high spots left. That's what makes this retreat unstoppable.
So we're talking as much as a 12-foot sea level rise over the next few hundred years because of the collapse of this ice sheet. When is it possible we might start feeling some of the effects of this?
We're feeling the effects right now. I mean, this area of the Antarctic ice sheet is contributing to the current rate of sea level rise, which, including all sources, is about a little bit over 3 millimeters per year. The disturbing part is that this is an accelerating trend. This ice sheet is going to be losing mass faster and faster and faster. So the rate of sea level rise is going to be increasing.
And just for a reminder for scale, in an extreme event like Superstorm Sandy, that represented what kind of height of sea rise for the people along the Jersey Shore?
The concern is that sea level rise just raises the launching pad for everything bad that the ocean does, tidal waves, the storm surges, the hurricanes. So Superstorm Sandy, which raised seas, I think, a meter or more in the New York City area, just would be launched from a higher launching pad.
Right.
Rising sea level is just going to make all those storms more damaging because sea level will be higher.
What about East Antarctica? It's much bigger and a lot more ice. What's happening there?
East Antarctica is about 10 times larger. But one can't forget about the Greenland ice sheet, too, because it's presently contributing at least as much to sea level as the Antarctic ice sheet is right now. So there are lots of ice sheets to be worrying about right now. Greenland and West Antarctica, I think, are leading the list.
Robert Binshadler, glaciologist and a retired Antarctic field researcher with NASA, thank you for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome.